With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This college basketball conference tournaments and picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by BetSGPN. BetSGPN is where you'll find all the best sportsbook promos and deposit bonuses. Just head over to betsgpn.com. BetSGPN is your home for online sports betting. We're also brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. College basketball, NBA, and NHL, whatever the sport, they got you covered. Plus, use the promo code SGP30 for 30% off their premium data. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is your home for no VIG betting. That's right. No VIG betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR Edge.com, promo code SGP.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer dog?
Happy Thursday. Happy Friday if you're listening to this.
Yes. Well, some people are listening.
The weekend is almost here. You think people are listening? They're live, I guess. Happy Thursday night to y'all.
Yes.
Hopefully you have a fruitful Thursday night.
I want to know where you got this y'all from. You started a few years ago, just
a couple years ago. I went to college in the South, Sean. Please.
All right. So you picked it. You grew up in New Jersey. You went to college for 4 years in Virginia Tech.
Do you want me to explain it to you? Bring the guest on. He can help.
He's joining us as always. Colby Dant, AKA the Danta Base.
He's not even a guest at this point.
Sorry, I'm just trying to. I'm sweating out this Austin P. Eastern Kentucky game.
I'm gonna give everyone a
what
quick.
What were you saying?
I'm gonna give everyone a quick lesson. So y'all, it's a little diffusing. It's a little bit of a chess playing move because people think maybe you're a little stupid. Oh, you say those Southern words. You're combining Y with an apostrophe and an all. That doesn't make any sense. No, I don't know. I really as a situation like could I do this? I just started crowbarring it into my professional lexicon, and it's bled into this. I'm sorry if you don't like y'all.
I like it. It's just funny. That's the only Southern word you use.
What other word should I use? Fixin'?
No, just hey, what's up? How's it going?
But that
what's up? What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Sup, y'all? Now I'm combining the urban with the rural.
If I open your refrigerator, do you have a case of Tab?
Well, yins are fixing for an ass kick. Look, I don't know. I'm sorry. This is a college basketball program. A lot of colleges exist in that part of the
there you go. I got no beef with the South. You're just not from the South, so I find it interesting.
I spent 4 years there. All right. It says from New Jersey by way of Blacksburg, Virginia.
Does Blacksburg really count? When I think of the South, I think of like Arkansas.
Georgia.
Yeah. Alabama.
All right. I'm going to say something people might take the wrong way, but I all right. If you want to say the South, sure. Virginia is not all the way in the South, but dude, it's pretty fucking close to Tennessee. You been to Tennessee?
I have.
That's the South.
Tennessee is the South.
Yeah. The Virginia northern did. Part of Georgia, that's the South. The northern part of North Carolina, that's the South. So yeah, look, buddy.
I think Tennessee's way worse than North Carolina.
As someone who partied in Blacksburg, Virginia at the AGR, the agricultural fraternity, I feel like I did enough time to say I'm partial red.
Well, Virginia was in the Confederacy. So Ryan, I'll give it to you.
And I don't mean worse as in like a worse state. I'm just saying they're way more Southern than
but North you Carolina. Didn't, but again, you didn't grow up in Virginia.
From Jersey by way of Virginia. Now, you know, beautiful sunny California.
All right. Enough of evaluating Ryan's y'all. Let's.
Yeah. I'm coming at you. Don't worry. Grammar police are on patrol today.
Breaking news. Hot off a triple double. That's right. All three of us got our lock right and our double lock coming off an amazing Wednesday night of picks. I mean, it was just a slaughter out there. Course, I hit my lock Villanova, St. Joe's, the bonus lock. Kramer had Syracuse, Abilene Christian, Colby had Wichita State and Villanova. Took, you know, rode with my lock. Of course, RIP Colin Gillespie. That was a brutal. Blew out his MCL. Kramer, are you worried about our Villanova future?
This, you know, the last couple sport year cycles, I feel like when we've done a joint venture, I've let you have your Philadelphia homerism. And it's worked out like this. We got a Villanova future in this contest. We drafted Carson Wentz in the first round of a keeper league, a dynasty keeper league.
No, not the first. No, he's going to be MVP on the Colts, dude.
We Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz we drafted with the 12th and 13th pick. I think anyway. Yeah, no. I you know.
We also got second place in the odds Shark Capra Cup.
We did.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Well, there's no I in team, Sean.
Well, you were trying to throw me under the bus.
I was just pointing out that sometimes when I let you be a homer, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, sometimes it works out.
Villanova's not dead.
No, I don't. I mean, they actually played pretty decently in that second half without him. There was like a weird 19-0 run by Creighton that like really Creighton. Yeah, there you go.
I think we're so in Sean's head about it.
He's, I can't. I'm so he terrified.
He says it right.
Every time he says it, I think of the movie Congo.
I was just about to say the other team. There was a 19-0 run by the other team, but then they figured it out. Like the team isn't that bad. Well, without Gillespie.
Maybe it's like Illinois. You saw it without DeSonmu. You know, they go into Ann Arbor, win. They win at Madison.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself because I loved Michigan coming off that huge loss. Like, you know, when a good team gets their ass kicked, you love taking them the next week. But then I was like, the number was so high. It was like 11.5 or 12 Michigan State rivalry game.
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh man, but they,
I got good news for you. They play again Sunday.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it's one of the weird Big Ten back-to-backs that just almost shouldn't exist at that level. It's like two heavyweights going back-to-back. You're like, I don't know if I need to see this right now. But the reason, Sean, before the show, I asked if you had the Homer Simpson back on the board. And the reason why was I did want to remind everyone when picking Abilene Christian, I did inform you, Sean, that my true number had them as 1.9 point favorites. They won the game by 2 points.
Wow.
Suck it, America.
Can we talk? I know we're talking basketball, but how about the Fighting Hawks?
Colby already hitting his lock. We were all over North Dakota, or at least we were. Kramer, were you on North Dakota?
Yeah, remember you got upset when I made it my bonus lock because you thought I was gonna.
That was like the only one.
Oh, you're right. That was the only one
he took.
And I tweeted out earlier today that the Kramer FML funk must be all over North Dakota when they fumbled into the end zone.
Oh, dude.
Well, it did find its way over to St. Joe's this morning.
Dude, did you
kill their 500-1? Kramer?
I just feel bad that Rudy kid season's over.
Not only did the FML tour come in hard on St. Joe's. What, UMass scored 59 points in the first half. The most they've done in 13 years.
I can't remember a small school team like that just being so insanely hot. Did you see in the Texas Tech game? There was a basically like an equipment manager that they had. It was senior night, so they let him play because Texas Tech was up like 20 points. I tweeted out the video. He kind of looks like me back in college. Little bit of a gut going the fade, and he goes in. He sits in the middle of the paint, puts his hands up, takes a charge, and the crowd goes nuts. It is an amazing video, and I shared it with the text of just Rudy. It's a meaningless play, much like Rudy.
I got mad respect for that. I mean, Sean, as you know, proud taker of charges. I appreciate his Kramer efforts.
That was his best effort in the rec league.
All right, we got a caller, Sean.
All right, we are live, and we got a caller on the locker room line.
Yeah, heavy FC, contributor over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, Mr. Terrell. What's good, brother?
What's happening, man?
Yo, UMass was shooting 63% from three for most of that game.
Dude, that was insane.
Could not miss.
I think there was like a shot like midway through the first half where the shot clock was running down and the dude like kind of grabs it, the ball's like bouncing around, almost gets stolen. Then the big man grabs it and like does like a turnaround three and it goes in. And I'm like, okay, we're not going to win this bet.
Couldn't believe it.
It's no way. Like it was just, honestly, I can't wait to fade UMass tomorrow.
Oh my God. At the St. Louis Billikens in the Atlantic 10 tournament.
Interesting.
Lock that up. What do we know? What the spread is yet?
Yeah, it's on the spread. We're going to pick this game in a little bit.
Let's talk about it right now.
Okay.
All right.
It's interesting because St. Louis, who was my preseason pick to win the A10, they got hit with COVID really bad, but they've really been horrible on the road. And this is a game in Richmond, Virginia. That's far from St. Louis. So, me and NC Nick were just talking about this game. Like, I kind of think you might take UMass because
wow, you're crazy.
They just played like a week ago. St. Louis won in St. Louis by like 20, I think 21.
Yeah. You ever seen those dolls where you have like a bigger doll and you open it up and then there's a smaller doll?
Nesting dolls.
Those Russian dolls. Yeah. So what happened is UMass insanely hot. Played a team that was just tired as fuck. And what's his name? I don't know. Number one, Rudy didn't have enough. He didn't have enough. His season's over. I'm sorry. Now UMass again. What did I tell you? I'm going back to my gambling instincts. And what do you do when, as Terrell points out, a team shoots 63% from the 3-point zone? You fade them and
fade
City minus six. And shout out to the A10 for doing the bizarro maction and just saying, fuck it. We're playing early in the morning. I've been watching every game.
It's great on the West Coast. Just wake up, get a cup of coffee.
Let's go. Yeah.
Already sweating out some bets.
Tomorrow morning, picture this. I show up to the office at 7:45. Basketball starts at 8:00, and then Top Shot drop 9 a.m. Let's go, boys.
It's going to be great. I'm with you. I'm with you, Terrell. I love the handicap. I'm the same way. Yeah. That UMass team is not putting up 100 points again.
Let me make a case.
And we saw what happened to St. Joe's on a back-to-back. I expect UMass, their legs to be dead tomorrow, especially an early game.
But sometimes you get an advantage by playing the game first. Like the team that has to wait. They lose chemistry.
I think to a certain degree, but not back to back. You need like a day of rest.
Here's what I'll say though. I will say this, right? Like same gym. They were shooting.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm about to ride the Minuteman. We'll get to that though.
No, as I was watching that game, I was like, oh, so I guess tomorrow I'll be betting against this team.
So it sounds like you're on St. Louis minus six, right, Terrell?
Yes, I'm absolutely on St. Louis. UMass has a terrible defense. Their defense is really not that good. I think that St. Joe's just did St. Joe's and what they normally do and just kind of fraudulent this season. But UMass is at the bottom of the A-10 in defense. And so if you read my story I put out on Sports Gambling Podcast, they haven't beaten anybody towards the top of this conference. They've only beaten up on the weaker teams in this conference. They have not won a single game with anybody in the top four. So I'm taking St. Louis. I think that offense is good enough where they're going to keep rolling, and their defense is good enough to slow down UMass where they're not shooting 63% from three.
Colby, I like the angle. You're just wrong.
Well, St. Louis has been horrible on the road, man. That's my, and I was all over them preseason. And they are a way more talented team than UMass.
Listen,
but
buddy,
this team lost to LaSalle.
You're a real asshole. You're a real asshole.
All right. Well, appreciate you calling in, Terrell. Make sure you check out Terrell's writings over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And a nice plug there, Terrell. Very professional. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. I learned from the best. Let it ride.
Let it ride. Love me some Terrell. Great stuff over on the site. And again, a man who just knows sometimes you got to pay some bills. Speaking of that, head over while you're reading Terrell's article. Open up a new window. Same page. Bet SGPN. That's right. The best sportsbook promos, daily fantasy football signups. We're building a, I was going to say a Death Star, but that's bad. No,
that's good.
The Death Star is good.
No. I was always rooting for the Death Star.
Okay. You're a Vader guy. I don't know. Whatever's good in Star Wars, baby Yoda, it's a giant baby Yoda of the best. You don't need to use the Force to find the best sportsbook promos. We're going to bring them right to you. Head over to betsgpn.com, featured sports book of the week here. Pals over at PointsBet, we're going to be pulling a lot of lines from PointsBet, of course. PointsBet offering two risk-free bets up to $2,000. That's right. PointsBet is in your state. Just go to pointsbet.com, drop a promo code SGP. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Again, they got FCS team totals. What more do you want from a sportsbook? PointsBet.com, promo code SGP. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Let's get into it.
God bless Fox for bringing that to college basketball.
Yeah, that seriously, was that like, really.
Gus Johnson didn't have to wait and that
NBA
song.
Playoffs.
One network.
Oh, no. So I got a little conference tournament. We'll close that out with a bonus Colby six pack, giving the fans what they want.
We Colby. Might have already snuck a beer.
We did. But. We did sneak one out of the case. A little road sody, as they used to call it. I remember when I first took my wife back to visit Pennsylvania. She's like, "Does everyone have an open beer while they drive?" I'm like, "You know." She's like, "You guys just call them road sodas." I'm like, "It's you know, when you live in a rural area, it's a simpler time."
Bethlehem's rural,
yeah. Australia. They're called roadies. Yeah,
roadie. All right. Speaking of SoCon, Southern Conference. Colby, Littlehurst history about the SoCon school. You, Wofford or Eastern Tennessee State University, have been in the Southern Conference championship game every year of the last 7 years. This is a this should be a pretty interesting conference tournament, high scoring affair. Every team in the conference averaging 70 points per game.
Wow.
There. I mean, you really could go either way. Kramer, break down the odds here.
Yeah, I couldn't actually find a nice list, so I'm gonna go backwards. The first round opens up with Citadel playing Western Carolina, both 80-1. Mercer takes on Samford. Samford, of course, known for Buckyball. Of course, the database was gonna tell you all about that. Mercer 20-1, Samford 80-1. Then you look up to the higher seeds. Let's see here. Sixth seed is VMI at 25-1. East Tennessee State 8-1.
Sorry, what was VMI?
25-1.
Okay.
East Tennessee State, who feel like we've made some money on them before, Colby, 8-1.
The Buccaneers.
Chattanooga 12-1. Furman plus 160 as the three seed. Wofford, woff. The Terriers plus 450. Ooh. And UNC Greensboro plus 200. They are trash. My take on this conference as the SoCon expert is I've lost money on them too many times this year.
Who, Greensboro.
I mean,
they're the ones.
I understand. I ain't putting a goddamn penny.
This whole conference, I think it's the highest rated mid-major conference in the country. As far as like
what? So are they getting more than one bid? No,
I don't think so. The carnage was too much, man. Their worst team, Samford, beat 24 at the, what?
Sanford's a fun play.
A week ago, Belmont was 24-1, and that was their one loss.
I'll say this: you wanna take a Sean. You can write this down.
Yeah.
If you want to take a stab, 80-1, Sanford. Put it down right now.
I'm not going there. I'm taking my stab on VMI senior Greg Parham. He's been having a great senior season. 18.6 points per game, 4 assists per game, 3.8 rebounds. This guy is carrying the team. Great story, great senior. And I don't know. I think VMI in a in a conference where it's supposed to be a little bit more wide open than in other years, that is my dog play, VMI at 25-1. My chalk play, my lock, if you will. I'm gonna go with the Terriers. Wofford +450. Storm Murphy, he's averaging 17.6 points per game, 4.4 assists. Again, shout out to midmajormadness.com. Tons of great info on some of these smaller schools. I mean, Furman's, I think, been good to us randomly in some of these picks, but
that's who I'm going with, man.
You're going Furman?
Furman,
they're on
the
my
favorite.
List.
They're the favorite. It's
even though they're not the one seed?
+160. Three seed.
Yeah. If you look, they should have beat Alabama at Alabama. Mm-hmm. Alabama ended up getting that win. They Furman disappeared in the final minute, but they were up the whole game. And I just think they're the best actual team at the end of the day. For a dog play, go with the Buccaneers of East Tennessee State. I think they're athletic, probably the most athletic team in the conference. But the downside of that is I think they struggle with the free throw line. So give me them as my dog, though. They can make some noise.
What are you doing here, Kramer? Well, are you endorsing Sanford as your lock of 80-1?
No, not my lock, but I think,
sorry, your dog. It's 80-1.
I certainly think you could have some fun stacking up the bracket, that side of the bracket. You know, Wofford, Furman, and Samford all on one side, all those powerhouses together. But yeah, my plan was to stack the 80-1 of Samford because they would have to go through Wofford with Wofford +450. So I will end up with a team in the final four.
We're the final four of the Southern Conference.
Of the SoCon. Maybe we have another SoCon expert on the line.
Another caller on the locker room line.
Jake, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Did you say Stanford you were talking about?
Stanford.
Oh.
Of the SoCon, baby.
Oh, no. Yeah.
80-1 to win the conference tourney.
10 seed. Let's go.
What do you got going this weekend, Jake?
Oh, well, no, man, I'm excited. There's a few games I have circled that I'm kind of like looking to, I'm looking to take USC. I don't know what that'll be, but I think it's a good spot for them to try to jump ahead in the conference standings there.
The battle of LA there, man. I think they're fighting for the two seed. The winner will get the two seed since Colorado beat Arizona State tonight, the loser will get the four seed. So a substantial fall for the loser.
Yeah, I like the Trojans here. It'll probably be like a short favorite, like one and a half. That for sure.
Yeah, I mean, USC is pretty strong.
Speaking of shoving someone in a locker, they just put Stanford in a locker.
And I do think I was on UCLA incorrectly, and that's a tough game to come back from on Wednesday because
you're such a big man, Sean.
What?
You're calling out your loss.
No, I was saying I think that loss, they gave Oregon their best game. Yeah. I mean, they were shooting lights out. They were up big on the road. That was a deflating loss, I think, for this UCLA team.
Into some of that Oregon.
I'm actually going to take UCLA to beat USC. I think.
Oh my god!
They played USC at USC earlier in the year, and they didn't have two of their starters. So I think when they get everyone back, it's going to be a much, much closer game. I'm interested to see what that line is, though.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. No. And I usually find like with these kind of like last week games of the regular season heading into the postseason, like it's tough because you got to find the motivation. Teams are usually just gearing up for the conference tournament. So
and especially too with the COVID thing, that kind of adds a monkey wrench into it. Jake, where are you calling from?
San Diego.
Oh, okay. Nice. Do you have a San Diego based team?
No, I don't. So I'm from the Arizona area. So I root for ASU.
Oh, that's right. You're I think you called in the other day. You're a Sun Devils guy.
For sure.
All right, man. Well, best of luck with the picks and good luck with your USC play. All right, dude, let it ride.
Have a good one, man. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. All right, moving over to the Sun Belt, aka the Fun Belt.
Mm.
Kramer, what can we expect from this Sun Belt tournament?
Well, heading over to Points Bet. This is lots of states in this one. We'll go backwards. Troy and Louisiana Monroe, 100-1. We're just gonna scrap those. Don't waste your money there. Georgia Southern, Arkansas State, 30-1. University of Arkansas, Little Rock, 25-1 with Appalachian State. 16-1. We got UT Arlington. That's South Alabama, 14-1. Wait your turn to speak, Colby. +650 for Louisiana Lafayette. Coastal Carolina, do they play on a green basketball court?
They
plus
should.
+300. Texas State +250, and the favorite Georgia State. Where are we going here?
What's Georgia State?
2-1.
2-1 at +200.
I mean, it's crazy that because App State maybe 2 weeks ago was the one seed.
Well, and Sunbelt, I think there you could make a case for them being the most competitive conference tournament, or sorry, just conference tournament. Yeah, and conference in general. They this little nugget, courtesy of Mid-Major Madness, dead last in blowout percentage as far as game, and fourth in close game percentage. So should be an exciting tournament. Here's a couple teams I'm looking at. I think for my dog, I'm gonna go South Alabama. Thanks to our good buddy Michael Flowers, averaging 20.8 points per game. Give me a kid like Michael Flowers that can fill it up. I don't know, you know, something, a live dog. He could be a first team mid major All American. I don't know. I think at +1400 in a competitive field, there's something there. For my lock, I don't know, Georgia State. I think I'll go with the hot hand, Texas State, even though you could, I guess Georgia State is the hottest hand, winning 16 in a row, but Texas State has had a good second half of the season, 15-3 in their last 18. I'll go with them as the favorite, and excuse me, Alabama is my dog.
And this is, I think, you know, when you look at the odds, especially at the top, this is a story of pace. And if Texas State plays their ball, they're going to win. That's just that. And I'm actually surprised they're not the favorite.
I think it's close, man. I think that between them and Georgia State, I'm going to ride Georgia State just off their history.
Ron Hunter. Yeah, fun
coach. He's at Tulane now, but this is his assistant that took over.
I don't fade him then. That guy was all the energy.
But they're a good team, man. And if I had to take a dog, I would go with last year's. One of the better teams from last year. I was wondering where Jong was because of the Southern Conference, but Louisiana Lafayette would be my dog.
And what are they at? They're at 600.
Yeah.
Kramer, what are your, before we bring Jong on, it sounded like,
I'm in on Texas State with you. I think that's a good pick. And then if I'm looking for a dog, I think, you know, to the point I've made before in a couple of these things, I think Louisiana Lafayette, Coastal Carolina stand out because they're the bizarro pace teams. Like they play the opposite of the pace that Texas State's going to bring, who I think is going to take it down. So, yeah, sure. I'll take a stab on Louisiana Lafayette as well. I like that angle. So let's take them. They had a good regular
season. Texas State hasn't been to March Madness, I believe, since the Big Dance since 95.
This was their first Sun Belt regular season title.
Please refer to it as the Fun Belt.
There you go.
Fun caller, Jong, on the locker room line. Jong, it is a great day to be alive. How you doing, my buddy?
Appreciate the extra podcast, boys. I love it. Thank you so much.
We're going hard, man.
We must apologize. We already covered the Southern Conference. I was wondering where you were. I know that's your conference. I don't know. We can backtrack a little bit there if you want to make a pick.
Yeah, no, I definitely I think the Paladins, Kramer, you know what the Paladins are, right? Yep.
They're knights Furman. That can cast a spell. I looked it up.
That's a man who knows the Southern Conference right there. My pick of Furman.
Yes, definitely. I definitely like the South Alabama Jaguars. Sean, you were thinking that's probably one of your outrights right there. But yes, give me South Alabama on tomorrow's game, Louisiana Monroe. South Alabama scoring over 70 points a game, 44% from shooting and 32 boards. So give me South Alabama -5, Louisiana Monroe. Just saying.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I like that play.
Let's go, baby.
I was taking notes. I'm gonna have some action.
That might
tomorrow.
Be a bonus lock on
it's
the
Friday,
six pack, right?
Like, what better way to step into the weekend?
Have you so seen much action? The slate tomorrow is unbelievable.
I know.
One more local play, guys.
What do you got for us?
I'm out here in Diamond Bar, California. Get me a Cal Baptist. They're right here in Riverside. So give me Cal Baptist -4, Seattle U over Seattle U. I don't know what your thoughts on that, Colby, particularly you. Tell me you got Cal Baptist.
I've been bullish on Cal Baptist for like 2 years now, but I will say I caught I locked up Grand Canyon last week and they played Seattle and I watched that whole game. Was kind of impressed with Seattle's athleticism. So I like to play. I think Cal Baptist the more disciplined team, but Seattle's not bad. So
I guarantee the only show out there on any airwave breaking down this game. Like their student radio ain't talking about laying the points with Cal Baptist.
I say let's we go Cal Baptist. Go. Let's ride it, man.
And just to top off that, you know, and I'll leave here with this. I'm also live betting some ITF tennis. That's Division III pro tennis. You know what I mean?
Damn. So. Hashtag the Mountain Union of the tennis world, huh?
Dude,
love it, John.
Stay strong, bro.
Thanks for calling in. Let it ride,
dude. I mean, all first of all, I don't like how many shows could he even call into and ask that question. And I like how he pointed out that he didn't want
particularly Colby.
I don't want your opinion, Sean or Ryan.
Like, which, by the way,
hot take. I'm all over Cal Baptist tomorrow,
dude. Cal Baptist.
I'm seeing 2.5 points of line value right there. I'm seeing 2.5 points of line value. What's next, Sean?
All right,
American East.
Well, you now again, this is probably not good podcasting, but American East was not on the prep sheet. And
oh, really?
I did this. I'm looking it up. Did the tournament already start?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it did. Colby, correct me if I'm wrong. Has the American East Conference tournament already started?
I believe it's down to 4 teams.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. It's just UMBC Vermont.
So why do I have it on the list then?
That was going to be my next question.
Who are the
but if we want to pick
UMass Lowell and
Vermont. Well, I got odds. It's down to 4 teams. Vermont is -150. Baltimore, Maryland County,
UMBC.
Yeah. Whoa. Are you making fun of them?
What's their team name?
The Retrievers. Retrievers. Man.
Yeah.
River Retrievers, right? Not regular Retrievers. River Retrievers. The Hart for Ford. At 10-1, it's not a regular Retriever. I remember when they had their fucking run, they had, you know, you got to watch it. It's just like when we learned about Wichita State, the Shocker. It's not when you 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink. It's like a thing of corn or wheat. UMass Lowell at 18-1. Quick, rapid. I mean, it's Vermont, right? Isn't it always Vermont?
Yeah, Vermont always makes it in. They're always kind of an interesting team.
No.
UMBC.
I'm riding the Retrievers, man. They got a 5-2 starting point guard. Play the Rudy music, right?
They had a short guy before. Yeah. What's up with the water? It's all that crab.
Kramer hates short people, so he's not picking them.
Give me Vermont.
Some of our employees are like, "Wait, Kramer, do you hate me because I'm not tall?"
No, I don't hate short people.
You just think you're better than them.
I mean, I don't. I just think I'm taller than them.
All right, we got more conference tournaments coming up. Before we do, want to shout out BetQL. Oh man, it's March Madness. It's truly madness. There's so many games to keep track of. I get overwhelmed. Maybe you're not the database and have a angle on Cal Baptist. Maybe need a little help. Maybe you're just sitting there. You got 3 games. You need a 4th game. What are you to do? Go over to BetQL.com. They'll help you make some picks. They give you tons of information, tons of picks. Just again, there's so much data out there. Why don't you let a computer handle it? AKA the algorithm scans thousands of data points, give you the best angles and picks, covering a ton of sports, NBA, NHL, and of course, going hard in the paint, college basketball. App is free to download in the App Store, Google Play Store, but get that premium stuff. It's definitely worth the subscription price. And if you use our promo code SGP30, get 30% off your first subscription. BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. BetQL.com, promo code SGP30.
All right, Sean. Colonial.
Let's do it.
Back over to the points bet odds screen. Going backward to forward, Towson, William and Mary, Colby, they're both 50-1. UNC Wilmington, 30-1. Elon, 25-1. It is really messing with my brain that we're picking teams in football and basketball.
I've had that a couple times where all of a sudden I remember, oh, the Albany. Yeah, Great Danes. Yeah, they got an interesting team this year.
The Delaware, the Blue Hens, 10-1 with the College of Charleston, Hofstra, and Northeastern. And Drexel all 3.5-1 and
wow, Drexel's only +350
and JMU James Madison,
the favorites
+250. Wow. Could they double dip?
You know, the problem is, and I don't know that they've adjusted to this, but JMU's leading scorer,
Matt Lewis,
tore his ACL. He's out for the year. That happened about maybe 10 days ago. I feel like
I'd hope they adjusted.
It's interesting too, though. They do have the home court advantage. They are playing in James Madison's home
Harrisonburg
home court there. Northeastern, interesting play. They got a kid, Tyson Walker, 18 and a half points per game. The issue with Northeastern is they haven't played in 2 weeks. Drexel though,
it's
definitely
so hard to take these layoff teams.
I'm definitely having a little sprinkle on my Dragons.
Really,
one of the best shooting teams in the country. They've been hot and cold over the season, Ryan. They beat Hofstra and they beat JMU. These are the type of teams at a decent price that you want to ride in these conference tournaments. So give me the Dragons plus 350.
I love how well spoken you are about it. The Homer pick. It's well done. And I just love, I love talking Hofstra. Just makes me think of Wayne Corbett. Every time, right?
Can
to
they
that wheel.
Bring the football program back? I mean, the year they left, they were ranked, those bastards. What's going on?
You know, we should talk to them about
that. I already tweeted them in the past week saying, bring that football program back.
I'm having trouble figuring out what the lock is. I'm going back and forth. Northeastern, James Madison.
It's not Northeastern. You can't take a team.
It is Northeastern. Really? And the main reason why Bill Cohen, the longest tenured coach in the conference, he's been there for 16 years. He's only got what? Four CAA regular season titles, two conference championships in the tournament. In the last game,
tell the people about Tyson Walker, Colby.
Dude, this team can shoot. They're young, but they can shoot. They're good. Give me Northeastern. I trust the coach.
They haven't played since February 7th.
And who did they play that game?
North Carolina.
See, that's gonna pay off. They added that game on the fly.
They lost by 20.
Doesn't matter. You're still playing against that.
They're
type
man
of
enough to take the game.
Yeah. After losing by 11 to Towson, I don't see the angle. I'm sorry. Like if I'm. Again, when you look at JMU is the team.
They're not going to do it. Their best players out.
Again, right. You got to cross them off. So when you again look,
it's either Northeastern or Hofstra. I think. I think it's a two show race there.
Oh, well,
Hofstra's interesting, but I'm with you, Colby. I'm going Northeastern,
and I'm gonna, you know, like I said earlier, Sean. You know, I like to zag sometimes. We're gonna look to Charleston. They like to slow it down. Mm. I think they might have some success. And for the odds, 10-1, Colby, not a bad price. Now I'm with you. I'm also going to grab one of these favorites, and it's going to be Wayne Corbett.
Hofstra,
baby.
Yeah.
You know, when's the last time Hofstra made a run?
Recently. Like I think the last time we had a tournament.
Okay. Did they cover in that first round?
I don't think so. They didn't play good enough defense.
I remember making money on them too, but really
probably,
it's just the Wayne
probably
Corbett
in the conference
thing.
Tournament, but, dude, guys, my dog, give me my blue hens.
What's appealing about Delaware, Colby?
Are you doing that like because you're trying to make a reference to a cock and blue balls? Is that next level
for you? Are you a big Ryan Allen fan? They do have a bit of a three-headed monster there, and Ryan Allen, Dylan Painter, and of course Kevin Anderson.
We got a Villanova transfer there, look, I mean, they've been a weird team all year. Last year, I was bullish on Delaware. This year they've kind of been, the talent is there. The talent is there. They just got to get their shit together. It's late in March. They can make a name for themselves. Give me the Blue Hens as the dog.
Okay.
Blue Hens at the dog. We just
something's got to give.
And they've won three in a row.
Colby and I were on Northeast, and we're actually going to go to the Northeast Conference, aka the NEC.
We don't have odds for this one. I think it starts at some point in the near future, I'm sure. Colby,
this is also there's only four teams, so not a lot to handicap.
Will you cover this on the College Experience?
Oh, we already have. I just dropped the episode tonight where me and NC Nick are arguing because I am all over the Bryant Bulldogs, 14-5. They got a stud in Kiss at the
Pete
forward
Kiss.
Spot. Yes,
17 points per game.
And NC Nick's a Mary Matt guy, so.
You guys are amazing.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
I got really drunk at Wagner a few times over the years to the point where and Wagner is a college on Staten Island, and we would take the ferry from Staten Island into the city. And this is back, you know, pre 9/11, where I walked in with a college ID that didn't have my date of birth. And just got insanely hammered, and you know, basically drank till the sun came up. Came back on the ferry, and there's like people commuting to Staten Island.
Yeah,
and I'm just throwing up in a paper bag.
And a woman sitting next to me just said, "Get your life together," and walked away.
Well, that's like that. I mean, speaking of, that's like in New York, if you, you know, at least when I, same pre 9/11, you'd go into the city and the trains would stop. Like at some point the trains actually stopped and it was like somewhere around 2 a.m. And if you missed the last train,
which is tricky because the bar closes at 4.
Yeah.
Or later. And you, I mean, yeah, six. Yeah, yeah. So what you end up doing is, you know, a couple times, maybe I spent a couple hours at the train station and you know, you're coming, you're taking the 6 a.m. home and people are fucking going to work and shit. And you're like,
I feel like a real degenerate,
real shameful moment.
Hashtag Degens only.
I don't know. I don't have a ton of angles on this. Give me Bryant, Colby, or sorry. Yeah. But no, you Kramer, should you take Bryant. They've won four in a row. I was going to say the best winning streak in the conference at the moment.
But the problem with Bryant, that seemed a lot of that damage done at home, Colby.
Bryant lost by one at Syracuse. A lot of teams struggled at Syracuse this year. Bryant lost by one.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. Trifecta.
Cuse is amazing.
And you know why else? It's a great, because Ryan is required to make Bryant. So let's go.
Wow.
I see what I did there.
Really stretching. Closing out the conference tournament stretch here, the Summit League. I'll tell you one team I'm not taking, North Dakota State, because Ginger Judas went there. I almost want to take regular North Dakota, aka good North Dakota.
No, you don't.
Because they've been so good in football, I want to reward them.
Don't do that
by picking them.
I'm not.
As we look at the odds, Omaha 80-1, Western Illinois 40-1, regular North Dakota 25-1, UMKC, University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Yes, correct.
Thank you very much.
The Ruse
18-1, Oral Roberts. I think that maybe a distant relative to the portal, John, +450.
You have to know when to come.
Shout out to the portal, John. South Dakota 3-1 +300 with North Dakota State and South Dakota State +125. South Dakota, we've seen that there's been hype around South Dakota State before, Colby.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. First off, how is no listener from North Dakota that went to the University of North Dakota or goes there currently not reached out to us? Because we've been given University of North Dakota so much love. Unfortunately, when it comes to college basketball, I'm going South Dakota. The Coyotes, 11-4 in conference play. They got this kid, Umude.
Umude.
He's 21.4 points per game, 6.9 rebounds per game. That's enough. And not that I needed a reason to fade North Dakota State, but this South Dakota team is hot, playing well in conference. My long shot though, give me a UMKC. They got quality wins over North Dakota State and Oral Roberts.
That's the only long shot you can do. The rest, I'm telling you, it's a waste of money.
Kramer, your KenPom would like this. Kangaroos have the highest net rating in the conference, 12.1. So UMKC is my long shot. USD is my lock.
It's either going to be North Dakota. I mean, I think North Dakota. I'm sorry. North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Oral Roberts, or UMKC. After that, cut everyone else off.
I mean, if UMKC wins, it's because they've played an amazing defensive game. So I guess, you know, if you're going to play that strategy, you can almost just take unders in their games. It certainly would have. It's my zig theory, Sean, for sure. When you look at the pace that these teams play, really just North Dakota State's the only one that like prefers the slower pace. Everyone else is moving the ball up and down. But to me, I'm kind of with Colby. I think this is I'm going to take chalk in this one, and I don't even know if it's worth.
Wait, what are you going?
So you're going North Dakota State?
Yeah.
Oh, South Dakota State.
Did you not have South Dakota State?
No, I've made my pick yet, but South Dakota State. Been the pride of this conference the past couple of years. Mike Dom, the big man member, they scared a few teams in the tournament, but look, he's gone, and I think this is the only chance for the Bison. So give me North Dakota State. Their forward Rocky Krauser, he's got some BDE. This is their year to do it. If they don't do it this year, South Dakota State's going to reload. You're going to be fucked for the next couple of years. So
you think the desperation around
North Dakota State? Yeah.
So and as I look at the bracket, like North Dakota State is going to have to run through South Dakota.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, when you look at the pace numbers, North Dakota State, UMKC, same side of the bracket, same game. Those are the two slow paced game teams. So in a weird way, Sean, I kind of like the idea that if you're going to play North Dakota State, which you wouldn't ever.
No,
but
do I need to show you that?
I'm just saying
that,
like,
performance in Lawrence,
but some, yeah, sometimes you can just, what were the odds on 3-1 and 18-1? You just pair them together. You take a little bit of the 18-1. You end up with a team in the next round who's going to play a very different style than the rest of the conference. So
I am curious to see how UMKC does, though.
If UMKC advances, their odds immediately drop to what? 6-8-1
Yeah.
So to the point of what Sean was making, like, just from looking at the bracket, they're probably the, because again, they're not playing a fast paced team early on. They maybe can hang with North Dakota State.
I'm going to ride North Dakota State as my play. The dog is UMKC.
I thought as a podcast, we were fading North Dakota State.
Sean. We are.
Well, I
probably didn't get the memo.
Don't change horses.
He's wearing North Dakota State colors.
Carson Wentz is going to win MVP on the Colts, dude.
Oh my God.
Playing a dome. It's perfect for a fragile boy. Well, like,
please let Carson Wentz be your new John Elway. Yes.
Oh, he never played in a dome. All right. He looked like a horse. So
let's pick some actual games where I've been crushing it.
We have been crushing these. Before we get to the games, I want to give a shout out to Better Edge. That's right. We give you the edge by giving you free picks. Also give you a bonus edge by giving you a free bet over at betteredge.com. $10 free bet when you use a promo code SGP. If that wasn't enough, also zero VIG. I mean, Kramer, when you go to Vegas and you bet 32 first half unders to kick off March Madness, you're losing some EV there. That's 32 games where you're paying 10% for the privilege to bet on a first half under.
Yep.
This year, I know you're going to be heading over to betteredge.com, so you don't have to pay that dirty, dirty VIG. Maybe there's someone out there who wants to take 32 first half overs. We can pair you up over at betteredge.com. Bunch of fun contests as well, including the Beat the Database contest, which Colby took down yesterday. And yes, he mentioned that before the show. BetterEdge.com, BETTOR Edge.com, promo code SGP.
$640 it's gonna save me on that collection of wagers.
Not a bad day's work, Kramer.
I mean, that's a nice day's work.
It is. All right. A10. Ooh, early West Coast kick. Love 8 a.m. Duquesne. It's in Richmond, going up against the Bonnies. St. Bonaventure, a 7-point favorite. Feels a bit high, but I'll let Colby weigh in first.
Colby, let's talk about it. That was an impressive win.
I can't believe they came.
The Spiders on their own court. They beat the Spiders in a game where Richmond was beating their ass.
Yeah.
They settled down, and I'll say this. Unlike the St. Joe's UMass game, where I watched one team just get insanely hot and one team just look like they ran out of gas, Duquesne is filled with grown ass men.
They've been talented the past 4 or 5 years. The problem has been, I guess, the execution.
The problem is, if they play like they did at times against Richmond, St. Bonaventure is going to wipe the floor with them.
Well, the last time they played, St. Bonaventure only won by 4. So I think your angle is to take. I think there's an advantage to playing a game early. So I'm going to say take Duquesne, but I think St. Bonaventure is going to get the win. Kyle Lofton.
I think there's a huge, specifically, there's a huge advantage for Duquesne playing this game spot. I know you like them having played yesterday, but the fact that they played in the 11 a.m. spot yesterday, and now St. Bonaventure is going to come in a little colder. That's an early tip. That's not a normal body clock tip for these guys. I'm kind of inclined to do, like I said, I watched a team that didn't necessarily win because they were hot.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll go with you guys on Duquesne. I do like Kramer's angle there of the early game favoring, you know, like the fact that Duquesne got used to playing that early. St. Body maybe starts off a little cold. I don't know. Bonnie's hasn't been amazing to me, or just us in general. I'll go Duquesne +7. I don't know. Part of me does worry that they had that comeback win. I normally like to fade a team like that was totally out of it and then came back. kind of an emotional high.
Oh, I think St. Bonaventure is going to get the win. I just think seven is a little large.
Yeah, and that's why I was kind of hesitant. The number.
This is March. Who's the guy? Who's the John announcer Rothstein? That always? Yeah, this is March, Sean.
This is March. We already broke down UMass and St. Louis with our buddy Terrell, but to clarify, I'm all in St. Louis minus six. That feels really good tomorrow, Colby. Make your case for UMass plus six.
I just think playing that game and if anybody, I've been the big fan of St. Louis all year, but they've been horrible outside of St. Louis.
And it
scares me. It scares me that they're playing all the way in Richmond where this team's already played and they shot the lights out. So what's to say they can't do that again?
You watch the game though, right? Like you watch St. Joe's. It just, it looked, you know what it looked like, Colby, when you played rec league basketball, Sean and I have played rec league basketball. You know how some nights the team, maybe you're missing a couple guys, maybe people have to play a couple more minutes and everyone's just fucking tired.
Yeah. No, I got you.
As soon as UMass lit the gym on fire, that game was over. They were tired. Yeah. They wanted to go home. So I good luck to you. I think it's a real hot take.
I mean, look, they beat Rhode Island this year. Rhode Island's not bad. You know, they beat Northeastern.
You don't have to sell it. You're the expert. We're the dummies.
Maybe you're right, though. I'm looking. They did get blown out a few times. But no, I'm going to stick with the Minutemen.
All right. Triple header. Or the
Dayton.
Third.
Laying 5 points against VCU again. Second half here of the Atlantic 10 Conference. Tourney. Dayton. Again, Kramer, like you said, solid win for them. Although I don't know, there were moments there. They were a little down. Now they're playing that game back to back. What's your thoughts, Colby? Where are you at with VCU?
Oh, wait, Dayton's the favorite team here.
Did you write it in wrong?
Did I?
I mean, I'll verify this while you're talking.
Yeah, because the higher seed is VCU, so I might have messed that up. I think the play here. Well, look, this is on VCU's home court.
Yeah, this VCU should be favored because Dayton played already yesterday. So Dayton's coming off a back to back.
I'm not seeing it.
And there's a seven seed.
Maybe I read it incorrectly, but I think VCU is the play. I mean, this was a very close game that the last time I saw these guys play. So that was at Dayton, I believe. So I do expect a ball game here. But give me, wait, if it's VCU minus five, I say you take Dayton. I think it'll be close enough.
Actually, minus four.
Points bet coming in at minus four. All right.
That's spot on, too. I feel like that's what I would. Give me Dayton and the points.
Really?
Taking three dogs, man.
Jalen Crutcher.
Yeah, he's clutch
on the
man.
Court. He is clutch. Gen Madness a year ago when we chose to not cancel college basketball. To your point of you liking the team that's been playing, and I know VCU is VCU, all that good stuff. They're at home. Dayton looks like a team that can win some games.
They're a weird team, man. They beat the best two teams in the tournament or in the A10, the top two seeds, and then they lose to the two worst. So it's really what
I'm going. Dayton I'm going getting. VCU minus four. I think the fact that it is game that starts a little later, they are at home at Dayton. That game I felt like took a lot out of him just watching it, the eye test, and you needed Crutcher to do a ton. I think that's a lot to ask for him on a back-to-back now, short turnaround.
I'll say this. It could get out of control because Dayton could get turned over and VCU knows how to drain the free throws, but definitely a good formula if you're laying the points.
I am curious though.
Dayton's got some size though. I think there could be problems here.
Nashawn Hyland is injured. He's the top scorer for VCU. He hurt his foot maybe about a week ago, and it was a severely high ankle sprain.
Ooh.
So I don't believe he's playing.
Ooh.
So Kramer, final answer: are you on VCU or Dayton?
Oh, I'm on Dayton. I like Dayton today. I like Dayton tomorrow. It's simple as that.
You know what else is simple?
1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot.
You want some more? Colby, Dan to base picks. You just can't get enough. Got to subscribe to our Better Than Vegas profile. Oh man. Every day giving out free video picks over on sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. They'll take you right to our profile page. Subscribe. Check out all the crew of us that are giving out picks. Bunch of fun fun people on the Better Than Vegas network giving out their free plays. Again, it's free picks, free analysis, free entertainment. XFL Jim, they're calling him the star of Better Than Vegas. Goes all out. A samurai was involved in one of his videos. want to subscribe to his page while you're over on Better Than Vegas. Again, come for the picks, stay for the entertainment. So much going on Better Than Vegas.
The true hero.
Better Than Dot Vegas, and make sure you subscribe to our page, SGPN. Let's go, baby. Davidson laying 4.5 against George Mason again, closing out the A10 matchups for the day. Colby, what's the lean here?
Well, these teams did not play in the regular season. They're supposed to, but COVID canceled that game. So I think here you just got to ride with Davidson. I know Mason's been hotter towards the second part of the season, but Davidson's got the coaching pedigree. There's a reason why they've done what they've done over the past decade. Give me David. I also think Davidson's just, they got better bigs,
Big size advantage.
Yeah. So give me Davidson minus the 4.5. I think they make, and another thing is they make the free throw. So late in the game, if they get fouled,
very good offense, according to Ken Pom, that 26 in the country in adjusted offense. So team that can put up some points. I'm with you. Give me Davidson laying the 4.5. Kramer, you on board?
This really only goes bad if somehow they're not winning this game with size.
Yeah.
Then it gets dicey. George Mason, maybe they get it done, but Davidson should. I mean, honestly, the spread should be more. I mean, I don't want to tell everyone my true number
because
I
get made
fun of, but 5.8 is where I have
it. I was thinking like 6 or 7. Yeah.
6.9, maybe.
Nice.
Round it up.
Moving over to Conference USA, Old Dominion heads to Bowling Green, Kentucky to square off against Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky Hilltoppers laying 7. Is that number too big, Colby?
What a game to crowbar in there.
Well, the reason why I put this here is Western Kentucky in first place in the Conference USA East, ODU a game back. So this is a huge game in the Conference USA. Western Kentucky is a really good team. They got a lottery pick on their team in Bassey, and they beat Alabama at Alabama.
Yeah, I was going to say this is a good team.
ODU, coached by Jeff Jones, used to coach Virginia back in the day when they had Junior Burrow and whatnot. But I'm going to go Western Kentucky to get it done. I think they know how important this game is. They've been great at home this year. So give me the Hilltoppers.
I'm with you. First of a back to back, right?
Yeah.
It feels a hair high, but they are, I think, 6-0 in their last 6 at home. And Old Dominion, not an amazing home team or a road team. They're decent. But Western Kentucky, 6-3 against the spread in their last 9. 8-1 straight up last 9 overall, and 5-0 correction in their last 5 games at home. So,
and one thing to note, I generally like to target teams that to fade teams that can't defend the 3-point line. That's an upset formula, right? But Old Dominion, one of the worst teams in the country shooting the 3-ball, 332nd out of 300 and whatever it is, 63 teams.
They got the greenies.
They might have a couple greenies rolling out an ODU. Shout out to DGen Madness and the Sims. But yeah, and again, Western Kentucky, you like teams that nail the free throw when you're laying this many points. 12th, according to Ken Pom, in free throws. So
Colorado State, the Rams head to Reno, Nevada to square off against the Wolfpack. CSU Rams, 1-point road favorites. Colby, you rocking the Rams? I know you're a Buffs guy.
Man, this is a tough game. The reason why I put this on the sheet, man, is Colorado State last 8 in. They were hit with COVID, didn't play a lot of games in February, just came back over the weekend, took down Air Force twice, quickly added a New Mexico game where they got the win. They added this one recently, and this is a scary game because
Colby likes them because they're adding games. You gotta be careful of this handicap.
I'm gonna ride Nevada. I'm gonna ride Nevada because Sherfield. I mean, I think it. They got crazy adding these games, and Nevada is the best.
Thought you were gonna favor. You were gonna be like, look at this is what team. They're not running from it. They're running towards battle.
No, but they are doing that, and I commend them. But at the same time, like, Nevada's been a hornet's nest in Reno the second half of the season. Sherfield's a great point guard. We covered that one UNLV game, yeah. Guys. So I think Colorado State's also been a little bit inconsistent this year. It's dangerous because if they lose this, it might have them on the outside, but it does also help their strength of schedule. So it's, I don't know, but well,
like you said, they've Colorado State's been trying to add games. They just played yesterday in Colorado against New Mexico. Now they got to head to Nevada. Certainly they already played at elevation, but Nevada also at home in elevation. I just think Nevada is a solid home team. I mean, they're just pretty solid at home.
It should be a great game.
Just going to point
9-2 straight up at home.
just gonna point something out, and this is why you need to take Nevada. Colorado State has a dude who's 6'10". He plays. He gets a good run. They have a guy who's 6'9" that gets a little run. Nevada has a guy, three guys that are 6'10" or 7 foot tall.
Height.
And I think
long.
After those 6'9", 6'10" guys on Colorado State, God forbid they get into foul trouble. The next tallest guy is 6'6". So I think, and this is a team that plays a 5'10" guy in the rotation. So I do think size is going to matter, and Nevada should be able to take care of business fairly easily.
Got another caller
no,
on the,
no, no caller. We okay. got, they're throwing bags of shit, flaming on our front step, and they're running away.
Ding dong ditch. No worries.
Little bitches.
Time for the lock dog tease. Remember, make sure you check out PointsBet. Use that promo code SGP. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And if you're new to PointsBet, sign it up, use that promo code. Send us a screenshot of you rocking PointsBet. We'll hook you up with the t-shirt. Kramer, kick things off. Keep it red hot. What are you doing? Lock, dog, and bonus lock. We won't pick a COVID game because of the shortened slate here.
I mean, you know, as much as I really do like this Dayton team, but I'm going to take Duquesne. I'm going to lock up the early one. To Colby's point, I think St. Bonaventure probably gets it done, but this is going to be one of those games where, you know, Duquesne will have a lead in the second half. I'll make that prediction. For my dog, Nevada shouldn't be the dog in this game.
Oh, okay. Small dog.
I got two dogs. I like Dayton as well, but I think Nevada is the play here. Like Colby said, Hornets nest. And for my my second lock, you know what? Let's make it Davidson. I think there's going to be a serious size difference here, and they close the door on the cover with the free throws at the end of the game. So yeah, I'm feeling good. Little Atlantic 10 with a little nightcap out here in the Mountain West.
My like lock, it. Give me St. Louis minus six. Love that angle. Love that handicap. And fuck you, UMass. For my dog, Duquesne money line. Let's go, baby. I think the Bonnies are vulnerable. And for my bonus lock, shout out to my boy John, Cal Baptist, getting 4 points. It is a five-star pick according to BetQL. I like rocking their five-star plays. Let's go, Colby.
Oh, we're gonna lock up. Man, let's just take you to the Hilltoppers minus seven at home against ODU. That's the lock. The dog, man, let's ride with the hot hand in UMass.
No.
Go home
and get your fucking shine box.
The bonus lock is going to be, let's go Indiana State minus 4.5 in the Missouri Valley against the Evansville Purple Aces.
Wow. Larry Bird, baby. Wait,
minus,
let's go.
Minus how many?
4.5.
See, I stayed on book again because I've been doing well with the. I know Sean didn't point it out, but I'm last three bonus lock. I'm 5 out of 6. So
hey, no pressure. Let's do it. Keep the hot hand going. Oh, hot, wow, finished up a five podcast week because this is March. Make sure you subscribe to the College Experience where you can catch Colby Dant, Patty C, NC Nick, a bunch of other cast of characters talking college basketball, FCS football. Colby, what can people look forward to?
March Madness, man. We're going to break down every game. Going to have you covered every FCS game too for college football season. And we do talk FBS even in the off season. Gus Malzahn now at UCF, guys.
Oh, hello.
Josh Heupel to Tennessee.
We better get changing that logo now that Gus Malzahn's at UCF. Colby is off that train.
Gonna be very interesting. So I'm an East Carolina fan, man. When they play ECU, you know, fuck UCF, you know.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
We got you covered at the College Experience for anything college football and basketball related.
Well, and of course, toss us a bone, subscribe to the podcast if you already haven't, and check out betsgpn.com. Throw us a 5-star review for your chance to, or, you know, throw us a review. We'll assume it's 5-star. If you've listened to the entire podcast, you're probably a 5-star guy or gal.
Hopefully toss
in a review. We give out merch every Monday, hashtag merch Monday, for people who are kind enough to leave reviews.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Oh, we're getting our first pack tomorrow, Sean.
Kramer, let it ride.
It's finally spring, and I'm saying goodbye snow, hello adventure. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, you can get epic deals on your favorite Honda model. Ready to get rugged? Then take the off-road in an all-wheel drive Honda SUV, like the CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. Want to take a spring road trip? Then check out a fuel-efficient turbocharged Civic or Accord. Say goodbye to winter and hello to a new Honda. Don't miss huge savings during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Now at your local Honda dealer.